Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at theopenhouse.net.au blog site.
Well, you could say that he watches the TV all week so that you and I don't have to. Mark Hadley, hello.
Hello, buddy.
That's the reason why we got you on, so that basically you can sift out the good from the bad.
That's true.
The wheat from the chaff.
Or now, the chaff from the heavier chaff.
Yes, sometimes it can be that too. Okay, now the TV program we're going to talk about this week, when I actually first saw the billboards all around the place, I kind of thought, well, here's going to be that seedy kind of stuff that I just need to avoid. It turns out that actually there is a lot of value to this particular program, despite the title, which is How to Look Good Naked.
Yeah, I know that some people are going to hear How to Look Good Naked or read it and just go, that's it. You know, yeah. I know exactly what channel I'm not going to be on,
yes,
you know, come that particular night. I just want to caution people from the very beginning that, you know, I'm going to try and look at the program itself rather than the fact that, yes, it's also hosted by Carson Kressley, who's, you know, the most flamboyant of the Fab Five from Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't really want this program to get lost in a reaction against homosexuality or a reaction against nakedness or something like that. I want to talk about some of the value of the program itself. And then, you know, there's some shortcomings too we can also talk about.
And even the actual title probably isn't quite to be taken literally anyway, is it?
No. I'll reveal more later. Uh-huh. The truth is...
boom, boom.
the truth is that it's false. You know, the title doesn't give what it says it will give.
Yes.
You know, so I think it's just a bit of fantastic marketing ploy.
Yes. So this is really one for the women, isn't it?
Absolutely. How to Look Good Naked is basically just a take on your very standard, you know, make me look beautiful program, and those sort of full body makeover style, you know, programs. But it's actually a different perspective. Instead of saying to somebody, hey, you know, you'd look heaps better if you just had a better nose, or, you know, if we could just get a bit of Botox in there, you know, your cheeks, oh, fantastic. It actually says to the person, listen, you know, you actually look good. We just need to convince you of that. You know, we really could learn a lot from a program that is ostensibly about beauty, but it's about understanding and realizing the beauty that we have rather than trying to go out and get it through pills and surgery.
And especially in the context of what we've seen the last few years, when we've had so many of the TV programs that actually have been about cosmetic surgery, haven't they?
We've actually moved from house renovations to backyard renovations to personal renovations.
Yes.
We've got to the point now where we're really making over people,
yeah,
you know, and personality remakes and stuff like that. It's horrible.
And it's some pretty interesting exercises that Carson puts these girls through.
The basic premise of the program is that Carson Kressley is presented with a woman who really dislikes the way she looks. Now, it might be a particular feature. She feels like she's just got a big nose or horribly big thighs or, you know, an overlarge bottom. Maybe she feels like she's too short and that sort of stuff. And he deals with the way that she sees herself. For the woman with the big thighs, he brings her into a room of women with various shaped thighs. You know, they're standing there in their underwear, and Carson says to her, go and stand in the line where you feel you fit. You know, there's largest to smallest you place yourself in. And invariably, you see these women put the worst possible look on themselves. And invariably, as you're sitting there in this sort of objective position in your lounge chair, you go, no way, her thighs are much smaller than that. Or no way, you know, she's not that short, or she's, you know, she's not that sort of flat-chested or something like that. And it starts to tell us straight away that our perception of ourselves is pretty warped. Then Carson says, now listen, let me take a look at you from my perspective. So he said, look, I know you're concerned about your thighs, but have you seen your feet? You've got beautiful feet.
Hmm.
Or look, you know, look at your jawline is great. Or, you know, with that neckline, the way you've got this sort of like long, you know, aqua, you know, lovely neck, you could wear these sorts of things. And so he talks to some degree about the fashion that they could have to accentuate or correct, if you like, you know, other things without really changing them. I think that the really interesting part is when he then takes the work that he's done with them, whether it be with their clothes, or with their perception, the way they walk and all that sort of stuff, and takes it out to other people. The standard experiment is to put a 6-story photo of the person, unidentified, so without, you know, on the side of the building. So you take their head off, so to speak, in the photo. And then he just interviews people on the street and says, what do you think of that woman? And invariably, their opinion of the individual is just vastly different to the slowly rising and happily rising, I think, you know, self-opinion that the person has.
Right, and it does actually happen. You actually see the girl start to take
it on.
Absolutely. Because how many people do we know who actually are confronted with the evidence that actually you're looking a lot better than what you think you are, but they still don't get it?
You know, there's a lot of work over a few days of affirmation and a lot of sort of working in that, which, I mean, should tell us straight away that, you know, when we have spent years building up negative self-image, or when our friends have, or family members, maybe someone close to you, it is not something that we can just say to them, listen, get over this. And I think guys are, you know, I put my hand up as a guy, we're very rational, so we just sort of go, no, of course you don't look bad in that. Mm. Don't be silly.
No, your bottom doesn't look big.
Yeah, I know. What are you talking about? And we feel like that should have solved the issue. But often when individuals have suffered for a long time over something, you have to work slowly with them and you have to go through this. And so Carson Kressley does a really good job there. Now, we've got to talk about the nakedness. Okay, so the program is called How to Look Good Naked. And what Carson is trying to do is actually not just make you look good in clothes. What he's trying to, his avowed aim is to make each person feel comfortable in their own skin. So he wants their self-impression to change so significantly from the beginning of the program where they hate themselves to the end of the program that they'd be prepared for somebody to see them just as themselves. Okay, now, many people, me included, tuned in with a bit trepidation to see what was going on here. Sat with my wife, was ready to look at my shoes if anything suddenly went wrong. But it's not. It's American nudity, if I could sort of phrase it that way. It's actually women draped in sheets or, you know, lying on a bed with the covers half over them, all that sort of stuff. So their back is visible or, you know, their shoulders are visible. You know, you see more on an Australian beach. I think it's really just been sold on that title to sort of accentuate the whole idea.
Absolutely. So bring it down to a couple of lessons. What would you take out of How to Look Good Naked for us?
Well, I think that, look, it is a laudable goal for us to start thinking about how others see us. For example, you know, I'm obviously very pro-Christianity. This is my Christian perspective. I think that many people will not come near Christianity or will not come near Christians or God because they're absolutely convicted of not just the way they think other people see them, but the way they see themselves. I'm just never going to be able to live up to that. But, you know, when you start seeing these other people's opinions of these ostensibly ugly people, then you start to realize, gosh, you know, we are really, really hard on ourselves and might find far more acceptance if we were prepared to look for it. And ultimately, you know, in a relationship with God, we would find far more acceptance if we were just prepared to come to him with our problems, you know, to look for a solution there. But I think that there is a little bit of a problem. The ultimate goal of programs that are built around self-esteem seems to be that we need to eliminate negative self-esteem, that negative self-esteem is the problem. Now, I actually think that negative self-esteem is healthy. I mean, we know this, that if I am looking in the mirror and I'm clearly getting overweight, and there are health implications, there are implications for my relationship, you know, with other people and with my kids and things like
that. There are some circumstances where it's valuable.
Negative self-esteem can be helpful. Sometimes when I've done, you know, bad things, it is good that I feel bad about myself so that I can actually be motivated to change. Yeah. So I wouldn't really want us to move towards a world where we said negative self-esteem is just bad in general. That's the new evil, to think badly about yourself. Because, again, you know, going back to Christianity, realizing truthfully who you are, you know, makes you able to access the true love of God. You know, he really does love us, but we really do need his love.
Mark Hadley from Anglican Media, thank you very much.
Pleasure.
Christianity.net.au has more of his thoughts.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit theopenhouse.net.au.